Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Come back to Chicago.
To Chicago.
Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
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 Shy City. Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Lots of texts, by the way, about our last guest, Bill Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts. How does he feel about abortion? How does he feel about the Second Amendment? How does he feel about balanced budget amendments? How does he feel about China? How does he feel about being on the Illinois primary ballot? What are the chances he'll be on enough ballots in enough states? Let's throw some of those questions to him. He's in town, and I'll come back this time tomorrow and give you some of his answers. He's out of the studio now, and we're doing this. But, yeah, I'm kind of interested in some of those things. Interesting guy anyway, huh? 11:45 on WGN. This is our Mega Monday quiz, and it looks like Jeff in Libertyville is caller 10. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
Real good, Jeff. You a sports fan? You know your city of Chicago pretty well?
I think pretty well, yeah.
You got a lifeline to one Lauren Lapka in traffic. She's a bit of a sports hack herself.
Yep.
And Steve Bertrand seems to know a thing or two. Let's see how well you do. Question number one. Yesterday was the 34-year anniversary of the Bears' Super Bowl victory over the New England Patriots. What was the score of that game?
Yeah, it was 46-10.
Was it A, 17-3, B, 46-10, or C, 225-9?
Let's call it B.
B, 46-10 is correct. That was 34 years ago. Who wore 34 on that team?
Walter Payton.
Correct. The Cubs last won the World Series in 2016. Who had the winning RBI in Game 7? Was it A, Ben Zobrist, B, Chris Bryant, C, David Ross?
I'm going to say A, Ben Zobrist.
That is correct. After the game, Rizzo said, and the question here is, what is Rizzo talking about? After Game 7, Rizzo said, quote, "This is the most important thing to happen to the Cubs in the past 100 years. I don't think there's any way we win that game without this." What was it that enabled them to win the game? According to Rizzo, was it A, manager Joe Maddon? Was it B, the fans? Or was it C, the rain delay?
It was the rain delay.
That is correct. Number five, onto the Bulls. They won 6 NBA championships with Michael Jordan. Jordan was taken third in that infamous 1984 NBA draft. Name one of the two players taken in front of Michael Jordan.
Hakeem Olajuwon was one.
That is correct.
And I believe, and Sam Bowie was two.
You have not missed a question yet. Olajuwon and Bowie. One of them pretty good, one of them not so much. Number six, the all-time Bulls scoring leaders are number one, Michael Jordan, number two, Scottie Pippen. You knew that. Who's number three?
Oh, boy.
Now, this isn't a championship question. I'll give you that. It's not Steve Kerr. It's not Horace Grant.
Right, right. You know, I'm gonna use one of my lifelines.
Yeah.
Steve Bertrand?
Wow, I would not choose me. But I'm going to say...
Lauren?
No, okay. But my guess would be Artis Gilmore.
Lauren Lapka, who do you think is the number three all-time Chicago Bulls scoring leader? Jordan 1, Pippen 2, and then we all fall off a cliff. Who's number three? Who was it before the Dream Teams?
Boy, I don't think Artis Gilmore played long enough. I'm going to go with Bob Love.
Ooh, I was going to say, I was thinking of a name. It wasn't coming to me, but now that
that's
you said that,
one.
That sounds good.
Butterbean Bob Love is correct.
Wow, good for you. I just remember recently seeing stats about Artis Gilmore and being surprised. But
I think he leads the team for career block shots.
Gilmore, yeah, that could be.
He was a fun player to watch. Number seven, in 2005, we're on to the White Sox now. The White Sox won the World Series. How many total games did the White Sox lose in the postseason that year? The AC, the Divisional Championship Series, the ALCS, the ALDS, and the World Series. All total, how many games did the White Sox lose in the playoffs that year?
Is that multiple choice or not?
It's Lauren Lapka as a lifeline. How many games did the White Sox lose in the playoffs that year, 2005? They won the World Series. Did they lose A, 0, B, 1, C, 4?
It was A, 0.
Lapka, you want to confirm or deny?
While they swept the last series,
that's
they
correct.
Did lose
oh, that's
one.
Right.
Are you amending your answer now, Jeff? In Libertyville?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
One is correct.
I'll go with Lauren. Okay,
nice
great.
Nice going, Lapka. In that 2005 World Series that the White Sox won, there was a controversial play in which a player was awarded first base after a dropped third strike by the Angels. Who was it that went to first? I remember this play. And then I talked to some of my friends here about it, and they relayed the whole scene to me. Controversial drop third strike. One of our guys goes to first. Who was that guy? Yeah, the White Sox is kind of tough now.
Yeah, that I don't recall.
It's a fill-in-the-blank.
Lifeline.
Can I give a fun clue for this one?
Okay.
Think about a player on that team that was always the center of controversy.
I was just going to say, if you say who would find himself in a fix like this, it would be this guy.
Did he ever punch a cub?
He sure did.
Our initials.
It was a catcher, Pazinski, A.J. Pazinski.
A.J. Pazinski is correct.
Thank you.
Number 9, what Chicago Blackhawks tradition began in the 1985 season?
I think it was the raising the sticks to the crowd after the win.
Correct answer is cheering during the national anthem. Cheering during the national anthem.
I think that, okay. I'm just trying to think. I think that happened way before 1985, though. That's my opinion, so.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. It's not your show, so what are we going to do?
Right.
Actually, I wasn't sure. I thought it was like a post 9/11 sort of thing, but according to NHL.com, it says cheering during the national anthem, Blackhawks 1985 season. But let's move on. Ready? Number 10.
Sure.
You get the mega hoodie either way. Who is the captain of the team and what is his nickname for the Blackhawks now?
Jonathan Toews.
And what is his nickname?
Oh, Mr. Serious, Captain Serious.
Your Honor, we will accept both answers. Captain Sirius is correct. Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
I'm going to say you got 10 out of 10 because you got both Hakeem Olajuwon and Sam Bowie when I only needed one. So
outstanding.
If we're going to fuss about the 1985 season for the Blackhawks tradition, you still got 10 right out of 10 questions. Nice going there, Jeff.
Well, thank you.
Now, can you name your state lawmaker or who the vice president is or other important things as well? Because you sure know your sports, my friend.
I don't know about the state lawmaker, but Mr. Pence
attaboy,
would be next
attaboy.
In line. So.
Bonus points. All right. Hold the line. You talk to producer Elif. Thanks for listening, Jeff.
Hey, thanks. And thanks for my help from Steve and Lauren.
Yeah, I think that's right. If Lauren, if you need it, he has to lend it to you for special purposes.
Hey, he carried himself very well. I was very impressed.
I think
way
you comported yourself very well, sir. By the way, here is another question that was given to me today. It's asked to do this. So the White Sox win the World Series. What was unique about four of the Sox victories, the four wins in the World Series itself? What was unique about the four White Sox victories in the World Series? Do you guys know what I'm thinking about? What was odd about that? Anyone? Bueller?
I can't help you there.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They were all complete game victories.
Ah.
That will never happen again. The Burley won the first game. Game two, the first game that the Sox won. Burley wins 2-1. Game three, Garland wins 5-2. Game four, Freddy Garcia gets the win. Sox win 8-2. And game four, Contreras wins the game 6-3. They did not bring in even a closer. for those
four games. Yeah, you're right about that, John. It'll never happen again.
Well, that's just not how the game gets played these days, man. Joe Madden would not have managed it that way.
Right.
But Ozzie did. How about that? Okay, talk to Elif off the air, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your listening. Thank you for that. So that's our Mega Monday quiz. You know, we should all, Lauren, I'm going to get you one of those Mega hoodies.
Oh, and Steve, I'd appreciate that, John.
Steve, you get a Mega hoodie. I get a Mega hoodie. We all get a Mega hoodie. And we'll get our picture taken so you can see what you're playing for. And then we'll do the next Mega Monday morning quiz next Monday. I'm not sure what the topic will be. Lots of text still coming in for Bill Weld. You know, I said to him off the air, the governor of Massachusetts, he's in town talking. He's not a fringe character, but he is a fringe candidate. The chances of him winning the presidency are slim since he's running as a Republican. I said, well, you've got to get on the ballot. I said, how do you feel about your chances of getting on the ballot in all of these states? That's kind of going to be a big deal. He said, I'd be screaming like a stuck pig if, in fact, it wasn't the law. I couldn't win the case, but the law in at least 9 states allows the party to limit the candidates' names that appear on the ticket. So whatever his efforts are in several states, he can't be on the ballot because the party won't allow it.
I talked to him briefly after he left you.
Yeah.
Don't you get the feeling he would just sit and talk with you all day?
He did. I do. I don't know what his BS level is. And, I don't know what the answer to this question is. Governor, what do you think about your chances? I mean, really, what are you doing here? He knows he's, I don't know what the realistic answer to that is. Is it symbolic? Am I just trying to make a point?
Snowball's chance. And,
right.
But I think he was pretty honest. He said, look, my plan here is to make a splash in New Hampshire and hope something
grows.
That's
his path.